Forget the pressure to overhaul your life. The new year doesn't need a new you. It needs you. Grounded, supported, and ready to grow. Grow Therapy helps you make meaningful change at your pace and on your time. Whether it's your first time in therapy or your 50th, Grow makes it easier to find a therapist who fits you, not the other way around. They connect you with thousands of independent, licensed therapists across the U.S., offering both virtual and in-person sessions, nights, and weekends. You can search by what matters, like insurance, specialty, identity, or availability, to get started in as little as 2 days. And if something comes up, you can cancel up to 24 hours in advance at no cost. There are no subscriptions and no long-term commitments. You just pay per session. Grow helps you find therapy on your time. Whatever challenges you're facing, Grow Therapy is here to help. Grow accepts over 100 insurance plans, including Medicaid, in some states. Sessions average about $21 with insurance, and some pay as little as $0, depending on their plan. Visit growtherapy.com/get started today to get started. That's growtherapy.com/get started. growtherapy.com/get started. Availability and coverage vary by state and insurance plan.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The Share Pickers Podcast with Justin Waite. The content of this podcast is not intended as investment advice. It is for information purposes only. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Welcome to Macro Micro News for Wednesday, the 21st of May, 2026. It's Wednesday weekly webinar, of course. If you're a member of the Share Pickers Investment Club, I do a live webinar every week covering some of the stocks with news out from the Microcap League, and also just, you know, talk about general aspects of investing, portfolio management, all that stuff. Oh, by the way, obviously I cover a lot of that in my book. It's nice to see my book now has had 136 reviews, average 4.9 out of 5. And if you're thinking about joining the Share Pickers Investment Club and you read the book and you like it enough to give it, you know, a 5-star rating and review, then you can get 25% off the Share Pickers Investment Club. That works out to about £2.84 a week. And like I said, my toilet roll bill is higher than that. I suppose toilet rolls are quite essential, aren't they? It's one of those things you never want to run out of. I tell another thing I hate running out of. Bin bags. Because in the house, my job is basically beds, bins, dishwasher. That's what I do. I make the beds in the morning and also empty the dishwasher and fill it up. My wife cannot stack a dish. She's an amazing cleaner, amazing cook, a very attractive lady. But she has no idea about stacking a dishwasher. I don't know if it's the same in your household. I did read a quote recently saying, in every household, there's two people who are in charge of the dishwasher. One stacks it like a Scandinavian architect. The other one stacks it like a rat on amphetamine. It's literally, I'm probably going off topic here, but even the top tray, which our cutlery goes in, I order them, right, into like knives, forks, spoons, all in order. So that way, when I get them out, just grab the whole lot of them and put them in the trays. So I don't have to try and select the individual ones. My wife puts them in any old hat, but plates and all that, nuts. I think I've got the dishwasher stacking down to T. I really have. There's, even when we have a sort of, you know, meal, we've got friends around or the girlfriends around with the kids, and there's lots of dishwashers. I managed to get it all in, pretty much. So I don't know if there's any kind of qualification I can go for here, but I think I do quite well. Dishwasher stacking, A level. In fact, I'm pretty, you know, degree level, master's degree level at dishwasher stacking. My wife is in the remedials, really is, and my kids. I do ask them, so they put the plate in the dishwasher, but I regret that when at the end of the evening, I got to stack it up and it's all over the place. So I take it all out, put it all back in. there's something about dishwasher stacking. Anyway, what I'm saying is, bin bags and toilet rolls, essential. So we got our toilet rolls on Amazon, reorder. I'm thinking of adding bin bags to that. That's another thing you hate running out of. That and toothpaste, stuff like that, deodorant. It should all be just recurring, shouldn't it, really? Talking about that, a bit of macro news today, of course. Bills push inflation to its highest in more than a year. How did I get around to that? Sorry, yes. Share Pickers Investment Club. Just go to sharepickers.com. Click on the About at the top of the page there to read more about the club. And I'm really liking the way the website's shaping up with the database and the Microcap League, and there's other bits to it as well, of course. But weed out. In fact, you know what? Talking about a company that rose to towards top, I don't want to say where it is, the Microcap League, on Friday, it's really rallied strongly. And this is based off fundamentals. Everything's based off numbers. Not narrative, in my opinion, just based off the numbers the company report. Because that is fact. That's as close to fact as you can get, are the numbers. Not the narrative, the story you like to happen, or hope to happen, or we all like a story stock. But, you know, for long-term or mid-term sustainable gains, you've got to base all your decisions off the numbers. It's that clinical. And that's what the Microcap League is based on. Anyway, a bit of macro news. Bills push inflation to its highest in more than a year. A rise in the cost of household bills has pushed UK inflation to its highest rate in more than a year, according to official data. I often question this data sometimes. We all know the ONS have problems with employment, all that stuff. I think, because they could put any old data, couldn't they? People would accept it. As long as they put their nice charts along with it and stuff like that, people would believe it. Anyway, inflation was 3.5% in April, up from 2.6% in March, and higher than economists had expected. Water, gas, and electricity prices all went up on the 1st of April, along with a host of other bills, pushing inflation further above the Bank of England's 2% target. And that's also questionable. Why a 2% target? Apparently, it came from the Bank of New Zealand. Years ago, someone just had to come up with a figure. So just came up with this arbitrary 2%. And since then, everyone's target's been 2%. The largest upward contributors to the rise were the housing and household services, transport and recreation and culture, the ONS said. The pace of rises were forecast at 3.3% for April. And of course, they hit 3.5%. The Bank of England said previously it expects inflation to spike around 3.7% between July and September before dipping back to its 2% target. Analysts previously predicted two additional... Now, this is important. Why is it important? Because the relationship between interest rates and inflation. When inflation's going up, traditionally what central banks do is ratchet up interest rates, try and calm down spending, bring prices down. And of course, you would think that would happen. Because if interest rates go up, of course, there's less disposable income. Of course, and companies will not take on more debt to expand operations and all that stuff. So it calms down the economy, hopefully. They had been expecting two additional rate cuts this year, analysts. But the latest inflation data throws that into doubt now, with some economists thinking there could be just one. What? Anyway, the chance of a Bank of England rate cut... That bit was from the BBC. This is from Reuters. The chance of a Bank of England rate cut in August was cut to 40% by investors, down from 60% before the inflation data. That's gone from now probability to possibility. However, interest rate futures pricing suggested investors saw about 37 basis points of Bank of England rate cuts by the end of 2025, So little has changed from Tuesday. I don't see why this data will change anything. Because most of this inflation, this rise here, is from water, gas, electricity. It's not demand driven, is it? I mean, they are, you know, they're non-discretionary. You have to pay those bills. And they were increased. What that's going to do is reduce disposable income. So that in itself will have a fact, you know, will slow down the economy a bit. You have to spend on water and gas, electricity. That's what happens. So I don't see why it would affect the Bank of England's thoughts on this. Hopefully they're thinking this through a bit more deeper than most. You know, people think, oh, inflation's up. Quick, keep interest rates where they are. Don't put them down, because it will have a slowing effect on disposable income, a decreasing effect. So I don't see what the changes. Let's look at some micro news. There's a few bits of news out today. Let's have a look here on the MicroCap database. This is on my website, sharepickers.com, of course. What I do is analyse all companies with an enterprise value of 100 million. That's, of course, a market capitalisation minus cash plus debt. That are commercial. And by commercial, I mean they're selling something apart from hope. Because there are plenty of companies out there listed. All they sell is hope. And all they generate generally is more shares that they issue by equity fundraisers. Now, I know it's very enticing to see these companies that have huge potential upside, but very few of these story stocks ever, you know, materialize or realize this upside. The reward is too big. The risk is too big. So the risk of achieving the reward is too great. You're better off going for a lower reward, but a greater chance, probability of actually hitting it. I've discovered this through many years of pain and loving story stocks. And story stocks were more the theme when interest rates were low, of course, because they could raise money quite easily. Now they can't. So any companies generating revenue below 100 million market cap, I look at and categorise them basically on where they are. If they're profitable, they're eligible for the MicroCap League. That's the premiership of the watchlist on my website. If they're looking like they're forecast to be profitable in the next year, they're on the potential watchlist. If they are a recovery stock, which means they've gone through a tough time, but it looks like they're coming out of that, then they are eligible for the recovery list. If they're in red, by the way, that's amber, recovery potential. Green is for MicroCap Premier League. And then if they're not eligible for any of the watch lists, they're in red, okay? There's also a search bar. There's also a tick box for AE. That's ahead of expectations. And companies that tend to do that put out results ahead of broker forecasts. It's a surprise to the upside. And they tend to do a lot better over time because they don't exist on their own. It's like profit warnings. Profit warnings don't exist on their own. You generally have 1, 2, 3 profit warnings. And when you get ahead of expectations, the company's doing something right. They've got the product, the service right, the management right, and they tend to keep improving. So that's why you can click the tick box on the database, and it just selects the companies that release news that are ahead of expectations. Anyway, let's start off alphabetically, easy for me to say. Artisanal Spirits, ART is ticker. Now, they've got a market cap of 38 million and 55 pence, enterprise value 65. So they have cash of 2.8 million, debt of 28.9 million, last set of full year results. They own Scottish Malt Whiskey Society, Single Cask Nation, and J.G. Thompson, owning about 18,000 casks, primarily comprised of single malt, Scotch whiskey, all that stuff. Anyway, they've got an AGM statement out. Looking at the last set of results, I'll just go straight down to the comments. On the database, you get general company information, a description. You get a summary of half year, full year, forecasts, broker comments, recent news, company chart where I put lines of support and resistance on, and then my comments. So I'm just going to go straight to my comments. ART's 2024 full year results showed no real improvement. Revenue was flat, whilst their loss before tax, did improve by 12% to 3.14 million. That's a loss. But net debt increased by 14% to 26.1 million. Forecast do show some improvement for 2025. Top line expected to grow by 10%, loss before tax reducing by 24% to 2.4 million. This is 3.14. Revenue growth is expected to continue into 2026 by 11.5%, and the loss before tax is forecast to drop by 62.5% to 900K loss. The company states that they are asset-backed, over 18,000 casks in stock, independently valued in July 2024 at £102 million. Nevertheless, you look at their balance sheet, right, and net assets are £15 million because of debt, all that liabilities. Now, I am not a whiskey drinker, but maybe I need to be in order to understand why the share price has risen so strongly lately. From a sober perspective, I sound drunk, don't I? By the way, this is the AGM today. That must be a bit of fun, wasn't it? The AGM of, you know, artisanal spirits.
Right, so we drown. What were we voting on?
Sorry, there was a poor Scottish accent there. From a sober perspective, I see a microcap company making a loss for the next 2 years with net debt at 26 million. So, in conclusion, I am more likely to buy their whiskey than their shares, and I do not like whiskey. So there's very little chance of me buying either. Revolution Beauty, it's like I said, it's the news out today. What's the target? The market cap of 16 million, enterprise value 40, debt 31, cash 8.6. A multi-brand, multi-category, multi-channel mass beauty innovator with proven global scale, really. They recently did a downgrade, and these are the comments, but they put themselves, apparently they put themselves up for sale now, formal sales process. And I've never known a company do well after this kind of, you know, formal sales process has been announced. It basically says, we're up for sale, we've run out of options, we need help. They said they've had one company approach them. I don't know who. Maybe it's someone drinking too much malt whiskey. But and they've joined the formal sales process. But this company is definitive definition of a car crash IPO. It listed in July 2021 at 165 a share. Now it's sub 5 pence. Regardless of how the company spin it, there was nothing positive in their last trading update. They've slashed revenue guidance. Any sign of profitability has been shifted out to 2027. In the meantime, if that wasn't bad enough, the company state cash management has been tight. Additional capital to invest in the company is needed. So not only are operations underperforming, but the company is struggling with cash. Net debt is now nearly twice the size of the market cap, and they're loss-making. This is a fatal combination. There's no amount of makeup that can disguise the fact that RevB are struggling to survive. Avoid. The idea is to invest in improving businesses. Businesses are doing well and improving. That's not one of them. Next, RTC Group, AIM-listed recruitment business that focuses on white and blue-collar recruitment, providing temporary and permanent labour to a broad range of industries. So they've got a market cap of 12.6, a nano cap. I define nano cap below 20 million. Enterprise value 11.7. This is the last set of results to the 31st of December. Cash of 934K. So they did an AGM statement here. Now, they've got no broker, and there's no forecast, so it's a little difficult to predict, you know, what to expect in 2025. But in their AGM statement, they state, in the first quarter of 2025, the company continued its trajectory of positive trading and cash generation. While this sounds okay, it does not state this growth. And this is only common on Q1, which was before the increase in national insurance for employers came into effect. So they're just saying, continue this trajectory of positive trading and cash generation. So saying, basically, they are still profitable, but like I said, there's no growth there. But then they state, as we enter quarter two of 2025, we are beginning to witness the impact the government's increases to national employers' contributions and minimum wage are having on companies' appetite to recruit workers. There we go, Rachel Reeves. There's your evidence. If you want evidence at all that your national insurance contributions and increased wages are having effect, look at the recruiters. So this, to me, that statement there suggests trading has slowed. Now, they were good value based on 2024 figures, PE of 7, and pay a decent dividend, but they have less than £1 million in cash. So I'd want to see a trading update to confirm a national insurance increase has not had any adverse impacts on revenue and profits. But I think it has. The way they've, you know, couched that statement there, it's not that clear. It's a bit opaque, isn't it? It's a bit vague. Shoe zone. Let's get in the zone, man. So what did they release today? Half-year results to the 31st of March, 2025. Ticker shoe. Town Centre Retail Park digital footwear retailer offering low price, high quality footwear for the whole family. I think I've been into one of those shops once. I've definitely not been in there with my whole family. Yeah, well, let's look at the figures here. For H1 2025, shoes revenue dropped by 7% and they reported a loss before tax of 2.26 million. Versus a profitable tax of 2.61 last year. This revenue drop is down to 21 store closures plus, quote, weak consumer confidence and unseasonal weather conditions. Listen, this is the UK. You're always going to have unseasonal weather conditions. You can't blame it on that all the time. I mean, if you need shoes, you need shoes, don't you? Regardless of the weather. Are you really going to say, oh, I've got holes in my shoes, but I suppose you would, actually. If it's raining, I'm not going to go out in them because my socks will get wet. Is that going to happen? They were forecast to deliver pre-tax profit of 10 million for 2025, but it's now been halved to 5 million due to the challenging trading conditions we experienced, particularly in the first quarter of the financial year, due to weak consumer confidence and seasonal weather conditions. I'm thinking it's more down to weak consumer confidence. Listen, I have no insight into the UK shoe market or the quality of their products, but this is a company not improving fundamentally and is closing stores. You do not do this if they are performing. They are expected to return to growth in 2026, offer revised down 2025, but for now, they're definitely not in the buy zone. Yeah, okay, thanks. What's next? A couple more. Or Staffline. Yeah, listen, this is a company that did some really big contract recently and has been upgraded. And but they came up with the AGM today. I did cover these, I think, on Friday when they announced the sort of the contract. And it shot up. Like I said, the staff announced what the brokers just their largest contract ever, which could be worth £300 million over 3 years. They are low-margin business. And I think profitable tax margins are 0.5%. Nevertheless, brokers have upgraded their EPS, earnings per share, for 2025 by 12%, by 2026 for 46%, and 2027 by 41%. Puts them on a forecast PE of, in fact, it's changed now because the share price has risen. What's the forecast PE? Below 10 still. Below 10, so yeah. They have an enterprise value of 23 million due to their cash pile. This puts them on EV earnings of 5, probably about 6 now. Cheap, even against a gloomy recruitment backdrop. So they have growth, they have value. And so, yeah, worth a look. Staffline. Last one, Tortilla Mexican Grill, final results. Now, Tortilla, M-E-X is ticker, Mex, is the UK's largest fast casual Mexican restaurant group offering a high-quality, affordable and freshly prepared California-style Mexican menu. I like the old wraps, do you, and burritos. I don't know what burritos mean. Is a burrito a soft wrap? I don't like the crunchy, hard ones. Don't see the point of those. Just they crack and you, they go all over your hands and stuff. I like when I like food, lots of different kinds of food stuff. I like wrapped up, tucked up nicely in a neat little parcel. And so I bite into it, I get all the different flavours. I don't have to play around my food and put it all together. Anyway, apologise. There's a market cap of 14 million, enterprise value of 90 or 20 million, pretty much, cash of 2.7, debt of 8.4. Let's see what the comments are here. Mex's 2024 performance was not an improvement on 23. Yes, revenue increase, but this was down to a French acquisition and new store openings. Group like-for-like sales declined by 0.1%. Group revenue with the new stores increased by 4%, but loss before tax also increased by 206% to 3.3 million. Net debt also increased by 335% to 5.67 million. Forecast 2025 are expected to see revenue grow by 7% and loss before tax of only 300K. Now, Mex are embarking on quite an ambitious expansion plan, which is quite brave or worrying when you consider hospitality is not a buoyant sector. They're financing this expansion via debt. They have a 10 million revolving credit facility with Santander, UK. This compromises a drawdown balance of 7.2 million as at the end of 24, with a further 2.8 million of undrawn facility available to the group. If sales improve and they hit forecasts, this debt probably won't be a worry, but it will cost them. But a company with a market cap of 14 million having net debt of 5.7 is not ideal. I said this could be a recovery play, but I want to see those losses come down, a confirmation of that. For now, though, I'll only be willing to invest in their food, not their shares. I wouldn't mind giving it a try. I don't know where their restaurants are, but I haven't given those a try. Let's have a look where they are. Tortilla Mexican. Tortilla Mexican. Mexican. Sorry. Maybe I should have done this before. Grill. Restaurants. Is there anyone near me? Accept all. Yes. I'm doing that. It's Bath, Belfast, Birmingham, Bluewater, Bournemouth. Oh, there's one in Bournemouth, not far. Box Park, Croydon, Bracknell, Bristol, Brighton, Brunel, Cabot Circus, Cambridge, Camden, Canterbury, Cardiff, Charing Cross. There's loads of them. Wow. It's unbelievable. This is alphabetical. Gatwick. What's that next to... I can't see... is there anyone near me? Southampton. I wouldn't mind trying one of these. I'm feeling hungry now. It's lunchtime. Sorry. Maybe I've overdone it a bit here with the searching for this. Oh, there's one in West Quay. Okay, in Southampton. I may try that. Okay. There was loads of them. Loads of them. I wouldn't mind trying that. If you've tried one, let me know. Let me know what you think. Justin@sharepickers.com is my email address. Thanks for listening. Don't forget, sharepickers.com. Check it out if you're thinking of becoming a member, or get my book. And because I think it's only $15.39 on Amazon. And, if you like it enough and you give it a 5-star written review, you get 25% off the Sharepickers Investment Club, which is equivalent to £2.84 a week. And if you don't find some excellent value for money from that by finding some good investments on the MicroCap League or through the live webinar I do, then it's, let's be honest, £2.84 a week. I had one guy asking so many questions the other day. I've had quite a few members join the last few weeks down to the book and the podcast, but one guy was asking me loads of questions, and I'm happy to answer loads of those questions. But then he wanted to ask something else and wanted to see my track record of all of the last 3 years. Listen, mate, it's £2.84 a week. You can, if you don't like it, it's fine. If you haven't got, it's £149 a year. If you haven't got that spend to look for good investments, then you haven't got enough money to invest. So listen, if you're happy to ask me any questions you want to, justin@sharepickers.com. And answer as many as possible. That's it for the podcast. Thanks for listening. I did whittle on a bit. I do apologise. You've probably switched off by now, though. So that's it for today. Speak to you tomorrow.
The Share Pickers Podcast with Justin Waite. The contents of this podcast is not intended as investment advice. It is for information purposes only. Please do your own research.
Disease hit hard this year, huh?
Yeah. Mother Nature threw the kitchen sink at us. Tar spots, southern rust. We had everything.
I didn't know if my fungicide would hold, but Miravis Neo really came through. Even with that dry spell, our yield monitor did not disappoint.
Seriously?
Yep, and with results like this, I'm sticking with it.
No matter what next season brings, protect your ROI with Miravis Neo. Call your retailer to lock in your supply today. Always read and follow label instructions.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.